it seems in many parts of the church today that art is not exactly a popular endeavor, that things like this are not encouraged. It's kind of the rarity today. Do you have any sense of why art has gotten a bad rap?
A couple of ideas. One, we are, rightfully so, a very goal-oriented, pragmatic people who want to spread the gospel in its simple form, and therefore we're bent on being efficient in spreading the gospel. Now, the production of art is not efficient. You have to be alone. It takes time. It's just sheer hard work. And therefore, it probably feels superfluous to us because there's so many more urgent things in life than to write a poem or paint a picture or do a sculpture or write a drama or make a movie. It's just more urgent things. That's one. And then secondly, art once was the prerogative of the church. You know, 400 years ago, only the church did art by and large. Today, the secularization of the modern world has meant the co-opting of many art forms by the world for themes and focuses which are abhorrent to the church, and therefore the very concept of a painting or of a poem or of a story or of a novel or of a movie feels like, good night, there's just so much evil out there that needs to be confronted. That's something in the world. So I think we'd have to resist both the pragmatism of the church, which is good in some ways, and the protective feeling against the evils of the world, which is good in some sense, and say, no, the world should not be the ones who have the greatest art, and we should not be so pragmatic that we can't take the time to say beautifully what ought to be said about the gospel. Those are a couple of ideas for why it is that we probably need to get over a lot of obstacles to cultivate.
Yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking that the one thing we've lost in the midst is that beauty and wonder and awe and emotion that is created by beautiful art. And these things should be in the bosom of the church. They should be what we give the world because it is such a glorious God we talk about.
So it could be that at the root or near the bottom root of the neglect of art is that we really don't believe, perhaps, that those kinds of affectional experiences are essential to a God-exalting life. And my own sense is, in fact, it's right at the heart of my mission, is that God is most glorified in us when we're most satisfied in Him, and we could say most moved by Him, most awestruck by Him. And therefore, we need to find worship ways and writing ways and other kinds of artistic ways to awaken in people by truth, well said or well portrayed, the affections that will glorify God. This is a God-centered, God-glorifying issue of whether we awaken all of the human heart that should be God's.